I got it all. Hi, Nancy Lombardo here. Welcome to What's the Buzz, New York. Or you can say, what's the buzz and why? Either way, it's all okay. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm going to start off today by just telling a little something. Great book I just read by Nathaniel Landy. It's a well-written novel, while the music played. It's an homage to the music within the human spirit that pushes us to experience joy, pain, survival, and everything in between. Set in Prague, pre-World War II, its characters are people good and evil tied together by the common bond of their love of music. I especially enjoyed the fascinating historical references and unconditional loyalty and affection the characters held for each other. A good read, I highly recommend it. I'm reading that because that's my quote and that's my review of the book. So you can go find it on Amazon, Nathaniel Landy's, While the Music Played. It's very good. While the Music Played. Check it out. Thank you very much. So I got that in it, Nathaniel Landy. Okay. I think he has a Facebook page as well, so you can check that out as well, too. Okay. Let's see. What are we going to do today? I'm not sure. The chat room is open. So I encourage you, if you're listening, to go to the chat room and join the chat. And if you have something to promote and you're in the chat room and I see it, I will promote it. Okay. Let's see. I don't know what mood I'm in today. I try to pick a theme every time and I never know what theme I want to go with. Okay. Am I feeling my Betty? I'm not sure. Let's see. Okay. Why don't we go with this one? What the heck? The group Betty. Go check them out. Betty. Betty. They're very good. I'm going to play now. My friend Bob Greenberg, haven't seen him in a while, but I'm going to play his comedy on my show. Go to his Facebook page. Bob Greenberg. Here we go.
Bob Greenberg.
Let's hear it for the band, folks. The band, you're doing a great job, fellas. Take five, it's all right. So I've been overeating. And you know what scares me? Did you hear Swedish scientists, and it's hard to say Swedish, Swedish scientists have determined that when you overeat, you destroy brain cells. Now, I know I was fat. I know I was stupid. I've always been heavy, even as a kid. I remember one Halloween. I wanted to be a skeleton. Only skeletons don't come in husky. For me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. So my friends and I, we go trick-or-treating and get to the first door, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, it's Frankenstein. Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them takeout packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I gave them takeout packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? You know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
No, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Weeks later, I tried again. Teresa, how about a tag? So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decide to go for broke. I walked right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a She said yes, and that was that. So that was it. We have a 5-year-old daughter now, so that's nice. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's not nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round. I'm not a nut or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just before I went out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa? I had to, I'm paying you. I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine. I had no idea what to do. I just went out there. Merry Christmas. Then happy Hanukkah and joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. It's all the same as bad. Hello, girls. Ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are. Women, hear me roar. It's all the same as bad. So I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercials I like to watch are those ones that come on late at night, you know, when the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself. Are we on? Hi! My name is Fat Roy. And I own and operate Fat Roy's muffler repair shop. Located on Avenue J and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. If you come down to Fat Roy's muffler repair shop this week and this week only, we are giving away genuine Ming vases. Now, meet the family. This is my wife, Eunice, and my son, Fat Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy's. After all, this is our annual sale. So come on down, wrap what up. I said it'd be a free slip. Thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do two impressions for you. First, here's my impression of John Candy in every film. And here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare.
Love that Bob Greenberg. Anyway, you can check him out on everything. Okay, here we go. Tom Caruso, I love this song. This is the real up song for the day, everybody.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within. That still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats and fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my 10-foot Augie girl, my 10-foot Augie girl, I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Love that. Love that, Tom Carozza. Check him out. He's on Amazon. You can check him out there. Always good, always good. And Let Them Eat Pancakes, Craig Carlson. Check out that book. It's on Amazon as well. Craig Carlson, Let Them Eat Pancakes. Very good. All right. So let's keep it going. Who do we have here? How about I'm trying to do up songs, I guess. Let's do Rena Strober. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Rena Strober, Crazy Train.
I know that things are going wrong for me. You've got to listen to my words.
Might scare you when I tell you this, right? Don't be frightened, man. When I was growing up, the phone was attached to the wall. Oh my God, and you could only walk 4 feet away from it to talk. And other people who lived near you could listen to your conversation. It was incredible. I can't even black and white. $10. I mean, you got gray. It was great. And we only had 3 channels, it's true. And you get in a fight with your brother and they break the antenna. So the little one would have to hold it with aluminum foil to watch it. TV. That was so stressful. It was so stressful for me growing up. Now we've got everything. I mean, the only way I keep up with technology is I had a son, and that was it. Charlie, you're very great. I got to follow a very old man. Very old man, sweetheart. But it's great. Listen, they just released a cure for insomnia. Did you hear this? Les Mis on DVD.
If the movie is too long and it sounds like the same song, no doubt you're trapped here watching It's Les Mis. I had a dream the film would end, but it went on and on forever.
They're in the study. Let's talk about me. I'm an age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. That's good. You've been married a long time. Secret to a good marriage is you gotta have date nights. Date nights. Twice a week you go out. Good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. He's always on some kind of new fad diet. This week it's coconuts and bananas.
It's all great. Coconuts and bananas. Even if I ask for anything else, don't give it to me.
Oh, he hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree.
No, I didn't look at it. No!
She's so cute that way. I love it. It's fun being married too. And more of me. You know what? I'll tell you something about myself. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. When I saw West Side Story, I said, wow, that is so my life. How did they know? Now, I'm also from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, like a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't comprend, don't explain. She was bilingual, she could speak two languages at the same time, so when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She just turned to me and started screaming, listen, mira, no me hagas ahora, yo no tengo los carajos, no me hagas ahora. And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to give me, these mom wisdoms, cliches, or cliches, as she called it. Mira, Nancy, yo no hice eso, cliches, it's going to change your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. You know, she was just strange. She didn't give me good advice about finding husband. She told me to ask the man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer all little boy questions. I'll never forget. He's just so cute, always asking me about things. And I want to be honest with him. And so, you know, I didn't know how to tell. Because when I was a little, my mom would brush my hair, was really curly. I go, ow, ow. And she goes, Wiz, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? So, for the longest time, I thought having a hairbrush had something to do with having the baby. Now, with that in mind, I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And if you could just help me with this, okay? When I go like this, you go, There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. Lass who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand, One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lady swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She'd only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, up the uterus too. The river could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had Is she?
Yeah?
He's too shy, just like that. The comedian's picking on me. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael? The most popular name. Good for Mike. Michael. What do you do, Michael? You're a
chef.
You're a chef? Chef? Good for you. What kind of chef?
Organic food.
Organic food. Farm to table. Very nice. That's it. Do you have any hobbies, Mike? You play some music? Do you have any favorite, what?
No, music and basketball.
Music. Thank you, your translator, George Fettinger. Thank you. Your translator. You like to listen to music and play basketball. It's amazing how those little pronouns help me along there. But they play basketball. And these are your friends? Is this your girlfriend? No? No? That's an affirmative no. Okay, all right. We'll move further away. Sorry, Mike. You're kind of cute. Okay. All right. So you're a chef. You like basketball and music, organic food, and she's not your girlfriend. Good to know. What coincidence, Mike? I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. I know a guy, sweet as can be, but he only likes to mumble information to me.
Watch me on www.mnn.org on the internet, Lifestyle Channel 2, The Nancy Lombardo Show. The Nancy Lombardo Show. All right. Follow me on Facebook. Big kiss. Bye-bye.